This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jake Kirshner is here. Dougie will be along in a bit. In the meantime, the ladies are holding down the fort. And gosh, it seems like, well, it was 24 hours ago when Victoria, Jay, we were together. We were talking about Governor Andrew Cuomo and a second accuser that has come along. Well, now, overnight, a story breaking that a third woman has come forward and accused Governor Cuomo of unwanted advances. According to the New York Times, this woman is a 33-year-old. Her name's Anna Rush, and she's claimed that Cuomo asked to kiss her at a wedding in 2019. In an interview on Monday, she specified that Cuomo put his hand on her bare lower back, and she said she pulled away. She was confused and shocked and embarrassed by the incident. She said she turned her head away and didn't have words in that moment. A spokesman for Cuomo reportedly referred the Times to a more general statement in which Cuomo apologized for things that have, quote, been misinterpreted as unwanted flirtation. End quote. Over the past week, two of Cuomo's former aides have accused him of sexual harassment, something that he's denied. The latest comes as the Attorney General in the state, Letitia James, who has her own, let's be fair, has her own gubernatorial aspirations, announced that the governor's office sent a letter permitting her office to perform an independent investigation. Now, Cuomo has lawyered up, and an interesting choice. He picked the former lawyer for Woody Allen to represent him. Which can only make you think that there are going to be more of these coming out. I don't know if you go for Woody Allen's attorney unless you think that there's something there. But, hey, he's lawyered up. That's his right.
Yeah, or you definitely want someone who's going to make sure that, you know, you skate on this unscathed, which Woody Allen has. Woody Allen has faced basically no ramifications. A few actors have said they would never work with him again, but other than that, I mean, I think he has a new movie or something coming out, or a new series coming out on one of the streaming services. So clearly it hasn't really altered Woody Allen's life, even though the things he's accused of are really horrific. But, yeah, that is an interesting choice of attorney. But also, Andrew Cuomo is an attorney, so I find that, like,
can't represent yourself in something like
right,
this,
though. Right. I mean, unless you're psycho like Ted Bundy. But, you know, I think that lawyers see lawyers differently than, like, we do. And I think that there's more to it. Maybe he's already known this lawyer for a long time. I don't know. He seems to know everybody. Obviously, he's in that position. So we'll see. He was denied. He wanted to have an independent counsel, like not under the attorney general. And I don't know who said no to that, but that was overruled. I forget where in the story someone else had power over that and said no, but maybe it was the legislature in New York? I don't know. Someone overruled him, so he didn't get what he wanted. He did not get an outside third party independent counsel. So it's all under Letitia James at this point.
And I always think it's fair. She's obviously probably very capable of doing a fair job, but I think that it is fair to note that, especially with the nursing home scandals.
You get to take down the governor, you get to run on that.
I think it's only fair to say that she probably knew about the nursing home scandals. Because remember, everybody's concerned about the scandals now, the sex scandals and the allegations, yet there's still like 15,000 dead people that need to be accounted for, whether that's his problem or not, or his fault or not. We need to get to the bottom of that. To me, I think that it is pretty bad that sort of fallen to the side just because we have an exciting sex scandal to talk about, and everybody wants to take him down for that. And I think that's, obviously, those women who are affected by it, that's very serious. But you have families of 15,000 people who still want answers from the governor, and it has nothing to do with this scandal. So I hope that doesn't get lost in it. But to be fair to Governor Cuomo, Letitia James does have gubernatorial aspirations. She'd like to run against him. She probably probably knew exactly what he was doing with the nursing home scandal, knew it was a problem, and so she's the one that chose to blow it up and walk away to try to take him down. So I don't know if there are any clean players in this, but it's just another scandal that's kind of piling up for Governor Cuomo. He's going to have to deal with both of them at some point. I just think it's unfortunate that the media makes it into, you know, it's more fun to talk about the women instead of all the victims involved. It should be both part of the conversation, I think, for sure. And
absolutely.
Just to top this one off, there's photographic proof of this person. Anna Rush is her name, and she comes with receipts. She's got photos of the governor holding her face and looking at her at this wedding. So that picture has been floating around on social media. Jay, have you seen, is this trending overnight? Have you seen anybody commenting on the story?
No, I haven't seen this one been going on. The really big one I've been seeing is about Dr. Seuss, a Virginia school district, which we can discuss later. But yeah, I haven't been seeing this one. I didn't realize that there's a third person.
Third one overnight.
Does he drink a lot? I'm just curious. Because, well, like, right? Like, does that sound like drunk behavior at a wedding?
I feel like, well, that's what I was thinking. The whole, like, oh, put his hand on the lower back. Who hasn't had somebody come up to you and put their hand on your back or your lower back?
And
even if it's unwanted, right. you take a step away. But
right.
still,
she said she did pull away, and then he grabbed her face, and that's the picture.
And that's floating around too much. I've had somebody kiss my bare shoulder before that. It was very unwanted, and I just turned around and said, "Oh, no, thank you," and you just walked away.
Gross. Wow. So that's a lot. Jeez.
Yeah, you can see the pictures floating around. It looks like they're in, like, a crowded bar, but I guess it must have been a wedding reception of some kind. I don't know what kind.
It's the cover of the New York Post this morning.
Yeah.
They can't wait to roast him, so yeah.
He's got her, like, holding on to her by the ears.
And she's making a face like,
she looks like a train is coming her way. Like, she's got to get out of there. I don't know. Ooh. She looks very weird and scared, awkward. So this is going on. Yesterday, it was Charlotte Bennett. Before that, Lindsay Boylan. The story continues. And the thing is, the more women that come out, the more this changes tune and becomes a scandal about that instead of about the nursing home. So hopefully that doesn't get lost in the process.
Where there's smoke, there's fire, for sure.
Sometimes. Yeah. I think, sometimes, you know what, everybody gets due process, and that's,
mm-hmm. for
I'll
sure.
be consistent on that. Whether or not I'd vote for Cuomo, at this point, it would be a big fat no, but, you know, you've got to give him a chance to defend himself when it comes to the sexual allegations. You also have to give him time. His office should have been on top of this scandal with the senior citizens. That's the one that worries me, because he's been stonewalling on that. So for me, that's where it feels like if there is smoke, there's fire, because there hasn't been a transparent response. But you can chime in on either of those things on our social media platforms. Jay is there monitoring them. She's stealthy. She just pops around all the different platforms at DJ V Show on Instagram, on Twitter, and on Facebook. And when we return, ladies, Mitt Romney has a black eye today, like a real one, not just a figurative black eye. We'll tell you why as the DJ V Show continues at 14 minutes past the hour.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
If you missed a turn, there's always another turn. Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your turn signal.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream sheets.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Private!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, go, Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Two chocolate chip muffins coming in. Thank you.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Hey, can someone get that?
Like at Claire's Cafe. To satisfy demand for takeout, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
This past weekend, ladies, it's the DJV show, by the way. Doug, he'll be along momentarily. In the meantime, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, we're here. Jay Kirshner is here. Phil's holding it all down at our uplink site in Washington, D.C. Ladies, CPAC over the weekend was the Conservative Political Action Conference. I think I got that right. And this was the long way to return. President Trump gave his big speech, but apparently Mitt Romney made some headlines. He was not there. Senator Mitt Romney from Utah, imagine that, probably not all that welcome at CPAC this year. He told reporters after they noticed he had a black eye that he took a fall. And then he joked he owed it to CPAC, where a lot of Republicans gathered to hear speeches from his arch nemesis, President, former President Trump. He said, quote, "I took a fall. It knocked me unconscious, but I'm doing better." And then he laughed and said, "Oh no, I went to CPAC and that's where I got the black eye." He did not attend CPAC. He was just kidding. He was not invited. Instead, he was injured while visiting his grandchildren and family in Boston, where, well, in Massachusetts, he was governor for a while. According to the Salt Lake Tribune, he took that fall this past weekend. The senator said he had a lot of stitches in his eyebrows and his lip. And you can look at him. He looks like he was beaten up, poor guy, over the weekend. He took a pretty nasty fall. And so even though he was having a little fun saying he got it at CPAC, he got that black eye, it was really from that. But he looks like he's going to be fine. It's just on that pretty, I mean, Mitt Romney, not that I think he's, like, handsome or anything, but he's got that face, that big, like, canvas of a face. And now he's got this big stitch over his eyebrows. The poor guy.
Mitt Romney always kind of, like, looks to me like he could be Gavin Newsom's uncle.
Oh, no. He's right? Definitely, like, the hair. You know, the quasi-good-looking politician. Yeah. Like, you could just insert him in there. Any empty suit will do. And I'm telling you, with the recall going on Gavin Newsom, if he doesn't want to do politics anymore, Hollywood is just, all he has to do is take a trip south, and he'd be working as every president, every governor, in every major motion picture from here to eternity if he wanted that job.
Right. That's true.
And he's got a lot of people in Hollywood who would love to probably help him out.
They're the only ones left who like him, right?
Exactly. I saw the SNL skit from over the weekend where they had all of the disgraced governors. They had Governor Newsom from California and Governor Cuomo from New York and Gretchen Whitmer from Michigan. And they were all playing this game show scenario. Did you guys see that on SNL this weekend?
Funny. No, I haven't watched it yet. I want to.
The best line from Gavin Newsom when they introduce him is, "The only people in California who like him are the people that he had dinner with at the Fresh Laundry."
Right. Which is probably true.
Totally accurate. Totally accurate. The recall effort up to about 1.9 million signatures in California now. So things are definitely heating up. And we'll see what Newsom's response will be. All right, it's the DJV show. Ladies' Day at 20 minutes past the hour.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay Kirshner is here in charge of all of our social media efforts. Dougie will be along momentarily. In the meantime, Girls Day and a couple of stories percolating over at the DJV show social media platforms. But first, let's talk about Dr. Seuss. Jay, you said this story is blowing up overnight. It is, it's Read Across America Day. And the reason it's Read Across America Day is because it is Dr. Seuss's birthday. So they made that a day to pay tribute to reading, remind kids to read a little bit in honor of Dr. Seuss. However, just like anything, it seems these days, we can find racist undertones in Dr. Seuss. And this story has been blowing up that people now want to cancel maybe the most beloved children's author, Dr. Seuss. What are people saying on social media about this, Jay?
So that's the thing. There's a Virginia school district that announced they will no longer celebrate works from Dr. Seuss during Read Across America. And people, like, and they were citing that there are strong racial undertones in some of his books' illustrations. A lot of people were coming for them and saying, you know, you don't cancel Dr. Seuss. They came back and they said, no, we're not banning books. We're not canceling Dr. Seuss. We're just not going to emphasize him. So they're not saying that, like, no, they're banning Dr. Seuss, no more allowed. Dr. Seuss is still allowed. That's not just not going to be something that they're going to be pushing specifically. They've clarified that, but some of the examples of racial undertones include anti-Japanese American political cartoons, cartoons depicting African Americans. Dr. Seuss has had drawing black boxers as gorillas and perpetuating Jewish stereotypes. So
I don't
remember
any of this. I never was a Dr. Seuss fan as a kid.
Yeah, I wasn't a Dr. Seuss fan either.
I didn't really
I heard more about that Berenstain Bears life.
Yeah, I had a lot of those too, but I read a lot of Dr. Seuss, and I don't remember being hit by anything like that. I don't know. This was the Loudoun County Public School System that said it's not going to ban, but it's not going to emphasize whatever that means. Not quite sure how you're not going to emphasize Dr. Seuss. All right. Also going on at social media yesterday, we had a nice conversation about aliens and the unknown. I know you asked the question to our social media audience about any creepy alien encounters. Anybody have anything?
No. While there are no alien encounters, nobody really had their own specific, not experiment, but they've never experienced aliens. However, they do believe, some believe UFOs are absolutely real. Aliens, probably not. There was a great comment about if there are aliens, they're no better than to come mess with Earth.
Really?
Okay.
Have you never seen any sci-fi movie?
I know, right?
Because I don't think that's the case.
I'm pretty sure we're their ant farm, and they just come to feed and water us every once in a while.
We are their reality show. Like, there's just this big TV, and it's just like, oh, what's on planet Earth today?
Let's watch all those stupid that's happening today. Also, yesterday in food news, we talked off the air about this Fruit Loops pizza, which is a pizza with mozzarella and cream cheese, but also Fruit Loops.
And vanilla frosting. Icing. Mozzarella cheese and vanilla icing should never go together.
No, it doesn't seem like the right combo. And so you made the comment, Jay, you're like, gosh, people complain about pineapple, but what about Fruit Loops pizza? I don't know. This one's available right now. It doesn't
from
sound good
where?
To me.
The local dumpster? I mean, this is disgusting.
Somewhere in the middle. Do you remember where it's from? It's somewhere in the middle of the country that introduced Fruit Loops pizza. I think the weird, like, I don't get people that put anchovies on pizza. For me, that would be like the say no topping. Ugh.
Yeah. Oh, get this. Somebody said that they were in Sweden and they ordered an American style pizza and it came with corn on top of it. And they were like, why do you think Americans put corn on their pizza? And the response was,
that,
because
though.
Americans
like
are the only ones who eat corn. It's food for livestock.
So how did Sweden have corn on hand to make an American pizza? That's weird.
Decorative. It's decorative corn.
I like that.
All right, check us out on social media at DJV Show, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. It is the DJV Show, 28 minutes past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. In an effort to help make our streets safer, Ford is launching a new tool to aid cities using connected vehicle data and artificial intelligence to help build smart and safe transportation systems. Safety Insights is a web-based software tool for transportation planners and engineers from Ford that synchronizes crash data from multiple sources and combines it with Ford's own connected vehicle data. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine, good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air, allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. Navage.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Senate will start debating President Biden's bloated $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill this week. Democrats have now backed down from an effort to raise minimum wage to $15 an hour. Senate debate on the COVID-19 bill could begin as early as Wednesday. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's health department director is set to receive a $156,000 payout after his sudden resignation in January. His departure still has not been explained. Former Michigan State Health Department Director Robert Gordon also signed a confidentiality agreement in the interest of protecting deliberations among government officials. Republican leaders are calling it a cash payoff to be quiet. Ted Goodman with the Michigan GOP said Michigan taxpayers deserve to know the circumstances. Actor Will Smith is considering running for office at some point in the near future while appearing on a podcast release Monday night. I absolutely have an opinion. I'm optimistic. I'm hopeful. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The Biden administration continues to erode immigration policies set by former President Trump. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
President Joe Biden has changed a number of Trump-era policies since coming into office, specifically reversing a number of the former president's orders on immigration. But Congresswoman Nancy Mace says that too many of President Biden's policies are focused on reversing those of his predecessor. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that Washington's focus should instead be on the American people.
The Biden administration is trying to literally undo everything good, especially that the Trump administration did. Under his administration, we had record unemployment, not only for women, but black and brown African Americans, Hispanic Americans, hardworking Americans. And everyone wants, I think, to have free trade with our neighbors. We want to support and be allies to our neighboring countries here and abroad. But we've got to take a stand and work for the American people. That's why we're here today, for nobody else but us, and to pull us up, to get us through COVID-19 pandemic, to keep our doors open, to keep businesses open, to put kids in school. And we're failing right now.
Moving away from working with all lawmakers, Biden has now signed more than 40 executive orders, actions, and memorandums. Officials with the Arizona Department of Health say those 55 and older will now be eligible for receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. Officials are calling the arrangement a hybrid approach that will allow those 55 and older to get shots alongside frontline essential workers. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. That makes up the DJV. Jake Kirshner is here too, watching all of our social media sites. And Dougie will be along momentarily. He's making his way back. You know, he travels. This is what Doug does. He travels overnight so that he can crawl his way into the morning. So we're just waiting for him to arrive with bated breath. We've put out the red carpet. It's very exciting around here. In the UK, guys. Something that is very disturbing that I feel like it'll be coming to a country near you, like America, very soon. The United Kingdom has created this idea of a vaccine passport, and they've done it for traveling, and it's pretty controversial. Some people like it, some people don't in the UK. 230,000 people have signed an online petition asking the government not to implement a COVID passport, a vaccine passport. They say it would restrict the rights of people who decide not to get the COVID-19 vaccine. It was last week that the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, said the country would review the possibility of a vaccine passport, and this got those people activated immediately, signing a petition to try to stop this process. And the idea has been floated in this country, too. It hasn't really gotten legs and taken off yet. But I think many people are afraid that if we continue moving forward in the way that we are, if you want to travel, if you want to go to a restaurant even, that you might need something like a passport that would prove to people that you have been vaccinated. And I understand that we want to get people vaccinated. I understand we want to get herd immunity. But there's something about the idea, Victoria, of a passport that makes me feel it's almost like you're getting that scarlet letter, right? You're getting like a tattoo on your forehead, like you've been marked because you had the vaccine. And I just, it feels very un-American to me.
Yeah, it just, it's any type of vaccination, whether it's, I mean, this is the one everyone's talking about right now, but it's so personal. And to have, and what if there are, you know, like my friend's grandma has different, you know, different health issues, and she's allergic to shellfish. She can't get any of the vaccines that are currently available. So she's not allowed to go anywhere because she's allergic to shellfish and the vaccine might kill her. And then she has to explain that to people. I don't know. I'm not down with any of that. So I think it's, I think the better news to focus on, and especially here in the U.S., you know, more and more people are willing to get the vaccine, which I think is a great thing. So the more people who do get the vaccine, the faster we can actually reach herd immunity. We can at least get 70% of the population inoculated, and then we don't have to worry about this kind of stuff. I'm not sure how many people in the UK are refusing the vaccine. Everyone that I know in any part of Europe, everyone's very much anxious to get it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this is even necessary. If they reach herd immunity the same way we do.
Yeah. And I don't have a problem. You know, I think you nailed it. It is a very personal decision for people. We've heard the story. There was a pretty famous story last week about the woman who was worried about the fertility issues of both the that could be caused by the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccine. And she decided that for her, it was worth it not to take the vaccine, at least in that form. And she lost her job because of it. Now, that's up to the company that she works for. And you sign away your rights. She's an at-will employee, so they have the right to fire her for anything, and vice versa. She has a right to quit for any reason. But at the same time, is this like marking people with the vaccine really where we want to go? And I think if you're watching people in the UK who might be more apt to go along with something like this, because it is a little bit different culturally than America, and you see that the pushback there is so great, you can only imagine what it would be like here. And a lot of people were thinking that they were going to, I know I remember this early on, you know, the Real ID has the chip in it. So many people were afraid that they were going to be able to somehow load in or manipulate, add something to that chip in your driver's license, whether or not you had the vaccine, and that's how you, it would be determined whether you could get on a plane or a cruise ship. And that still may be what happens to get the travel industry back. But certainly, I think the pushback in the UK is good about it.
It's like logistically,
it's a good thing for us.
Yeah. Logistically, though, the DMV is not going to be able to handle health records to upload something to your driver's license. I mean, just if people take a step back and go, oh, yeah, it's the DMV. They mess everything up. There is no way that they're going to manage millions and millions of vaccinations on your driver's license. They couldn't even let the woman who took her picture with the mask on went unnoticed.
Yeah.
Do you know how many people work at the DMV?
Do you know how many people work at the DMV?
No, I don't. Mm-mm.
One.
Yeah, so I'm not really concerned about the DMV getting the deets on whether or not I've had a vaccination. I'm okay with that.
Well, the good news, as you mentioned, the vaccine hesitancy, that rate is shrinking. So there were a lot of Americans who were unsure, but now the more people that are getting vaccinated, now it seems that more people are willing to do it too. This is such a human thing. Once somebody else does it, then other people are willing to jump on board. We're all a bunch of lemmings, but this is good in the world of vaccination because it does help to reach that herd immunity that everybody is looking for. The share of Americans that say they won't get vaccinated is pretty small. And they say, according to the KFF Vaccine Monitor, 57% of adults either have already received at least one dose of the vaccine or plan to get vaccinated as soon as they can. Another 22% are in a wait-and-see group, which has been shrinking. I think this is pretty good news, and I think the more options in the field, as we just welcome in Johnson & Johnson today for the first time, will start to be doled out in states around the country. When you have some options, I think it makes you feel more in control of the process,
sure,
even if you're not naturally a vaccine person, and I'm using air quotes there.
Yeah, I wouldn't consider myself to be a vaccine person I have all the stuff that you need when you're a kid, but in terms of being an adult, you know, our only real option is the flu shot, and I never get the flu shot. So, like, I'm not, you know, and every year my mom's like, you should get the flu shot, and I never do, and never get the flu. But I think that, you know, I mean, my turn isn't up for I don't know how long. At least I think I've got another month or so before we're in the running. But I think that if the Johnson & Johnson is available, the more I've been doing research into that, I feel probably safest with that one. And then who knows? We're all probably going to need boosters. You know, the flu shot is brand new every year because they have to basically guess at what strain is going to be the strongest. The coronavirus isn't going away. It's not going to just disappear into thin air. And so by next fall, it could have mutated again, and then they're going to have to come up with another, like, new coronavirus shot. So I think we're all going to probably eventually have to become vaccine people if this is something that doesn't really die down in terms of severity. You know, I mean, I have a friend who just got over the virus, and she had a really rough time of it for 2 full weeks, and she's perfectly healthy. And so it's, you know, it's still something that you don't want, and I know you had it, and you didn't have a great time with it. And your parents had a hard time, and I've known a lot of other people who've had it and just were wiped out for a couple weeks. And then there's the long-term effects that some people are suffering. Yeah. It's not something that I want, and I have asthma, so, you know, it would probably be a little bit worse maybe for me. So I'm going to get a vaccine. I just, you know, I've still been trying to do the research for myself to figure out which one I'm the most comfortable with. And I think right now Johnson & Johnson's winning.
Me too. I think if I were going to do it, that would be the one that I would go to. I don't know if I shared this with you guys, but I have a friend who does my radio show with me in Los Angeles, and he wrote me up an order. He's a doctor. He's not just a weirdo. But he wrote me up some blood work to test my antibodies. So I had coronavirus in July 24th or 5th, I think, was my first day of symptoms. And he's going to see if I still have the, not only the initial antibodies, but the T-cell memory, because a lot of people go, well, the antibodies disappear. Yeah, your initial antibodies do after several months, but
right,
you still have T cell memory. So I'm excited to see what that's like. I'm going to test on Monday. And
cool.
And yeah,
I'll report back. That's interesting.
Yes. All right, we'll have a big real estate sale for a key member of the NBA. Get your checkbooks ready. We will tell you what you can buy up ahead. It's a DJV show at 43 minutes past the hour.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Let's start with everyone out there who loves flexing in the mirror.
Yeah!
Now, narrow it to all those muscle squeezers who hate stretching their wallet. Well, with my Walgreens, members earn an extra 5% in Walgreens cash rewards on Walgreens brand items. So head to Walgreens for great deals, or limp if you're like me and forgot to stretch while getting in the car. Ow, my calves!
Right now, stock up on everything from pain relievers to vitamins with select Walgreens brand health and wellness items. Buy one, get one 50% off. Offer valid through 4/24 with my Walgreens. See Walgreens.com for details.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real life situations.
The app is so easy to use and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
All right, guys, you ready? Get those checkbooks out. A little bit of celebrity news for you. LeBron James, well, he's got his house up for sale in Brentwood. And according to the listing, it is a 6-bedroom, 8-bathroom. Who would want to clean 8 bathrooms? I guess if you're that rich, you have
to. I was going to say, do you think they're cleaning their own bathroom?
Yeah, right. I don't know. But 8 bathrooms, are you kidding me? It's listed for $20.5 million. You guys want to buy a couple of these? It features a pool, multiple family rooms, a library, and a study, which makes me feel so fancy. At some point, I need a library where I keep all my Cosmo my magazines.
Right.
A cabana.
Here's my collection of Cosmo magazines.
Here's my magazine collection. A media room, multiple dining areas, because, you know, you need more than one when you want to have some dinner. House looks pretty beautiful. $20.5 million, 9,450. 40 square feet in Brentwood, and that's some big celebrity news. Also, in
that
department,
he's leaving town?
No, are you kidding? He's staying with the LA Lakers, and he's making films and TV shows. So no, he's probably just upgrading.
He's upgrading.
That was his starter home.
Wow. Didn't Ellen also just unload the house that she just bought? I mean, Ellen flips houses. It's not, people always read into it. Ellen and Portia are getting divorced every time she sells a house. That's her hobby. She flips houses. But she bought that one from Adam Levine, and now I saw yesterday on TMZ, I think it's in Beverly Hills, that she's put that back on the market. I'm sure she did something to it, and now she's probably going to make more money off of it.
She flips a lot of homes. My dad, yeah. Actually, there's a, up in like north of Los Angeles, San Ynez is really the first like legit wine country that you come to, the San Ynez Valley. And she and Portia used to live there. Michael Jackson, that's where his Neverland Ranch is.
Oh, okay.
A lot of celebrities up there. What's the lady? Oh, come on. The one that everybody loved. All the men loved her in the 70s. And she had the beads in the hair. No,
oh,
the beads in the hair.
Bo
Derek, thank you. She lives up there, too. But my dad had gone up to visit his friends that live up there, and they went to see Ellen and Portia's open house. And when they walked through, he said it was really beautiful. They did a great job with it. And I think the real estate agent, somehow he connected with Jenny Garth's mom from 90210, who is a real estate agent. How about that?
Oh.
All right, we can't leave this segment, ladies, without talking about Hilaria Baldwin. Apparently, they are working on their softball team. The story yesterday in Victoria, I immediately had to send it your way, is that Hilaria Baldwin and Alec welcomed their 6th child. And I thought, how in the world are they doing this? They're just popping babies out, baby after baby. And now people are saying, well, it had to have been a surrogate because she was she only had baby number 5 months before baby number 6 came along, unless she's a medical miracle as well as
right.
A Spaniard, not really a Bostonian.
Right.
What's the story?
Well, that's essentially it. And the ridiculous thing about, well, the many, many, many things that are ridiculous about
how
Hilaria
you say
Baldwin.
Cucumber?
Yeah, how you say cucumber? And then she likes, and she corrects everyone. Her name's Hillary, by the way. Her name's Hillary Thomas. She's a white girl from Cambridge, Massachusetts. And she has no Spanish blood whatsoever, but has adopted this persona. And she corrects people and says that they don't say her name right. It's Hilaria. So Hilaria has welcomed a 6th baby, and she posted this cryptic photo with this newborn, and no one, they're not commenting. They're not saying if it's their baby. Is it the neighbor's baby? Is it a surrogate born baby? No one knows.
Oh, Lord.
Yep.
51 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart
a birth certificate, and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
After the hour, Tech Talk time on the DJV program. And as we focus on things, all things technologically astute, that is how I would describe Victoria. She has knowledge of all things technologically astute. Or would you say that you are astute technologically, Victoria? Which is the better way of describing you?
Let's see what. I had not thought of that. I just say I'm a tech enthusiast, that's all.
Okay, good. All right, so Twitter is going to label COVID vaccine misinformation. How's that going to shake out?
Well, apparently Twitter has had, and if you've been on there lately, you can see it's lots and lots of opinions, lots of misinformation. So Twitter has now said they're going to start treating it the way they did with political things. The labels, so they're going to start labeling tweets. If you share misleading information, you're going to get a warning.
Then you just shut Twitter down. Just shut it down. Shut it all this stuff down. Because who's going to decide whether it's true or it's not? Somebody that doesn't like what Jack says? No, I'm serious. No.
I get it. Let me tell you what the parameters are before you jump down my throat.
I'm not jumping down your throat. I'm just saying that it's more control.
So they have a strike system. This is how they're going to do it. So the labels are going to include links to relevant information. So whether it's going to be from the CDC guidelines or the White House, the coronavirus czar, however it's going to be, that's what they're going to attach. They're not deleting the tweets. They're going to leave the tweets up so you can see what someone wrote, but then they're going to stamp a label on it and say, this has been disproven. This is information that has been disproven, and here's the actual link to the source. So the new labels are going to be similar to what Facebook does with their anti-misinformation banners. Twitter began sort of doing this in the beginning of the pandemic when no one really knew what was up. And now, as we know more about the virus, there are certain things that are universal truths. Those are the things that and universal facts. Those are the things that Twitter's going to be pushing for. So examples of what will get flagged. They will apply labels through a combination of human and automated review systems. So it's not just like bots. It's actually going to be humans doing it. They're going to start with English language content first because they're focusing on the U.S. Misinformation about the efficacy of treatments and preventative measures, that's going to be one. If you say something really stupid, then that's going to get you flagged. Misinformation about the prevalence of the virus or the risk of infection or death. So if you're saying that you can't die from it, no one's going to get it, it's not real, things like that. Misleading affiliations. They've had a lot of people pretending to be doctors and health public health officials who are tweeting stuff out that's completely false. Harmful tweets are going to be counted as strike one. You get up to five strikes before they'll take your account down. Other things that a lot of people are spreading on Twitter, the vaccine has microchips and that it tracks people. Obviously, that's not true. And so that's going to be labeled with this new system. Slandering Bill Gates, who owns Microsoft, who somehow has been caught up in this microchip tracking thing. They're also going after that. So, they're going to leave the tweets up unless it's something that they deem that is so horrifically harmful, then they're going to remove those tweets. But it's going to be a five-strike system. So, we'll see where it goes. There's so much misinformation. People are retweeting stuff. They don't even read the articles. It's a mess. So, I don't know how much good it's going to do, but it feels like at least they're making an effort.
All right. So there's something to be said for that. Meanwhile, a focus on audio production brand Rode, which has released a new wireless lapel mic, which is kind of an interesting thing for podcasters. Let's get that story.
The Geek Out. Pour one out for what may have been the headquarters for computer nerds and gadget geeks across the country. The closing of the electronics retail megastore Fry's officially happened last week. Now, while even pre-pandemic, the health status of the chain was a bit in question, their 31 stores in 9 states finally succumbed to the impacts of a new COVID economy. Now, famous for their store themes and almost unreal variety of inventory, you know, Fry's could sell you pretty much any PC part, gaming hardware, entry-level audio equipment, kitchen appliances, and even an odd selection of stuff you normally only saw on late-night TV. And while Fry's could definitely look like the vaguely organized garage sale of a hoarder, it will definitely be missed.
If you're very quiet, you can hear it. The joy, the freedom, the crunch from 100% whole grain oats. Stay outside longer with Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Granola Bars. We are better outside.
All right, there's a new AI program that's focused on old photos. This sounds kind of interesting to the average person.
It is interesting. So this is from MyHeritage.com, which is a site that you can trace your genealogy. They are offering a new free account where you can upload 5 photos of deceased loved ones, and they use AI to animate them. So you can actually see your great-great-grandpa move, smile, wink, and it's a little creepy, but it's also really well done, so it's interesting. But you get 5 photos free, and that's with the free account on MyHeritage.
Tuesday, March 2nd, this is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, 59 past the hour.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.